still working. Oh, yeah. There it goes. That's good. Okay. Oops. I need to, Okay, I have to take care of my power and such. And it's still going, yes. Okay. Oh, it's a nice day. It's cold this morning. I don't think it's much warmer. Uh-oh. Is there a huge fire somewhere? I see smoke. That's not good. Another move. Just a bit in joyful harmony. You know, this isn't it? Just so amazing. That was a song done in released in 77. And I was always a big fan of ELO and Electric Light Orchestra and Jeff Lynne. And so that was really, I think, the first music I really got into. You know, strangely enough, British. You know, a little of a tie there. Not really interesting, but nonetheless, there it is. So, it's my walk. It's a little chilly, but got long sleeve shirt on. I imagine it's in the 50s maybe. Dark clothes, so then I'm getting, you know, the sun is warming me up nicely. I don't know how much sweating I'm going to be doing on this particular walk. And I got off a decent time for lunch today. So, it's promising. Let's see. We got going. You know, I'm not so sure about. I've been looking at. They're called reverse trikes. They're the motorcycles with two wheels in front and one in the back, which I think is kind of a superior layout. Or at least I think it would work the best. It's probably the one that drives the most like a car. And, you know, I am not a... I'm not a biker. I need something that's actually a little more, that's a good word for it, reliable. A little more reliable than that. You know, you don't want to take your motorcycle or a scooter, a typical two-wheel scooter, out in a snowstorm, for instance, you know, where... The way I'm going, you know, I don't have a choice. It's going to be the vehicle. If I do this Canon Air Force Base job, you know, and going back and forth, and yeah, I do lose a lot of time, you know, 3 hours a day is chewed up just in travel back and forth to work. But, I get more time with my family, you know. And if it's an 8-to-5 job, all the better. You know. I'll leave home about the same time as I do now. And then I get back home. Not too much after the kids get home from school. And we'll still have time to do whatever it is we do. And we'll have to be much more mindful, cognizant, whatever, of our weekends and how weekends are not to be intruded on. You know, makes it tricky for Gary. People like home teachers coming to see us, but ours, you know, rarely come anyway, so it's not a big, not a big deal. And, remember the last time I walked, which I guess was Friday. I think it was Friday. I didn't actually walk the whole route because the blowing sand was so obnoxious. Well, let me tell you what's left here. We've got some pretty chunky sand here. The stuff that wasn't likely to get picked up and blown away. And the rest of the place is pretty carved on this dirt road that I walk on. And well, thinking about being an eccentric person and how that, you know, if you say, "Oh, you're strange," and you go, "God, you must suck as an IT person if you're not strange." You know, I'm sorry. Built into the soul, as far as I'm aware. Says, it must be a wonder you have this job. It must be affirmative action for normal people. If you guys don't run the world anyway, now you're insisting on getting IT jobs. Do I have to, you know, lift up your stuff? That's what teamwork typically is, isn't it? It means I work twice as hard to make up for the fact that you're blowing bubbles somewhere or something. That's okay. You know, ultimately, you go, "I don't care, because I'm working, I'm getting better, expanding my base of experience, getting better and better and better at what I do, where other people get worse and worse," and you go, that's, you know, it isn't about the money, because you get paid probably about the same amount as I do, maybe even more. Doesn't matter. Not a comparison thing. You know, there's even the question of winning, you know, like say, "Oh, someday I'm going to make a lot more than you," and you go, "Oh, probably, but, you know, not necessarily." There's dimwits and weasels in every single level of every company I've ever been involved with. And, you know, you don't sit there and get weird about it, you know, because you just keep on doing the job. You do the work. You take the opportunities. You move forward. You move on. You move ahead. And, you don't get weird about the rest. Because, that's kind of my definition of teamwork is the job gets done. Doesn't really matter who does it. Doesn't matter how much time's required to get it done. You know, because if I'm surrounded by lazy bums and I have to do 3/4 of the work, well, that's what constitutes teamwork. I don't care. If I have to prop up 3 or 4 people or whatever, you know, that's the fun. So, anyway, just sitting here. I got somebody who seems to want to be able to print, to type in a document, and they said, and we're looking at an Adobe Reader, and you go, oh, it's a PDF file. Well, let me tell you the best way to edit a PDF file. It's, number one, print it out. Number two, get some white out. Number three, make, you know, white out the parts you don't want. Number four, type in the stuff you do want. Number five, scan it. And number four, convert it back into a PDF. That's how you edit a PDF file. And you go, it was made not to be changed. That's actually its purpose. Is number one, to render the same everywhere it goes, and not really to be editable. You know, you can pay a lot of money to be able to screw around with it a bit. You know, that's what Acrobat Professional is for. It's for those kinds of things. You know, unless it's a PDF form, you know, then you can put stuff in fields and print it out. You know, it isn't really made for, you know, there's a few options. You can email the completed form. But by and large, it wants to say that's part of their marketing scheme to get you to buy the professional package. And, you know, a lot of our people have the professional package. They pay a crapper load of money for just the chance to save it filled out. I think that's kind of dumb. There are cheaper ways of doing it. Not elegant, but cheaper. You know, just basically printing out the filled out form instead of to a printer. Or just say, you know what? You go, print it out and rescan it as a PDF. Ta-da! You just save $60. Especially if you don't do it very often. And how many people do these things very often? Well, anyway, so, there's the tech tip for the day. If you've been looking for a tech tip for the day, as I'm walking along here and contemplating the things that need to be done. Oh man, it's a good walk. It's a little nip in the air, but it's not bad. Certainly above freezing. And so I'm not even wearing a jacket. I did my long sleeve shirt. Like I was saying before, good golly, I'm repeating myself horribly. And I'm really happy with the recordings that are being made. Back to 8 kbps MP3s, which are about half the size of what I had been using. Actually, a lot smaller than what I had been using. 3GP. Is kind of an AMR, I think it's probably wide bandwidth, I would have preferred narrow. But anyway, it just, you know, I'm sorry, it's just not small enough. And the sound quality's good enough here, as far as I'm aware. You know, people say, oh, it doesn't sound very good. And you're going, oh, get a grip, you can understand the words, right? Well, I fix CD quality audio. And you go, what a wanker, pardon me. Pardon me for coming up with some term that just says exactly what you're behaving like. Because, you know, that's true. You have to spend a lot of time dealing with some pretty childish demands. And, you know, to a large degree, I guess it ends up being that that's exactly what the job entails. Anyway, so that's a that's kind of how I'm handling this stuff. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. Get a sense for who we're dealing with, you know. You know, talk to them. You know, and you go, hey, man. Because I'm a Mormon leader. I said, we're like bread to keep our trap shut. Don't talk about anything. Don't talk about anything going on. Anything like that. All that stuff about Mormons being a cult. Well, it's not true, but it all comes up because we can keep our trap shut. And because we don't talk about things that happen. It's kind of built in. And, you know, am I loosey-goosey? I don't have friends. You know, because I'm perfect for secret work. Because I don't hang out with other people. I don't go to bars and talk about my crappy job. I internalize my crappy job and weep at night into my pillow. How about that? Does that make you feel better? I says, I'm not really here to impress you. If the resume didn't get us here, you go, then I really don't know what we're doing. I found that really interesting. He said, you know, people make an honest supposition that A, I'm applying for jobs I'm not qualified for, and B, they don't even bother looking at my resume. And then they make the supposition that I'm not qualified for the job. It's like, okay. So if I'm supposed to, if you're acting stupid, if I'm supposed to be stupid, well, alright, well then, hey, this is a great place. It's a great place to get a job. Everybody's dumb. Let's see what the circumstance is here for this lit up, fence. Interesting. I'm not sure exactly which side of the fence I'm on, how I'm going to be tromping around here. But I've never really gone this way in a while. It's an electric fence, high tensile. Hit that sucker. Should just knock you silly. Maybe not cow silly. What do you think you'd imagine it would do to a person? We don't weigh as much. No! I remember. I have a cousin. A great guy. And, he used to come out to our ranch. He's from Southern California. And that's where I was born and lived until I was like 7. And, then we moved to New Mexico. Back to where my mom is from. Which is the Old West. We're still the Old West. And he would take advantage of the relative naivety of somebody who comes from a very built-up, very controlled sort of world. You know? Just like the games you play with Europeans, because Europeans don't have to worry about very much. You know? Socialism has made them horribly, horribly, horribly soft. And so they just expect things. Or, when things don't work, they don't do anything about it, they just complain about things. And that's common, you know. I don't want to pick on them particularly. That's what happens with that kind of system that's been built up in those places. You know, you take them down to Southeast Asia, and they'll get eaten alive. Heck, I think I would get eaten alive in Southeast Asia for just how much crap doesn't work that typically kind of works here. Anyway, so my cousin, right, he'd come out and they'd put up an electric fence. And my brother, Joe, he was evil as a kid. He was just, I think he got a thrill out of watching people suffer. You know, I was usually the guy that was suffering, but it was kind of fun this day because it was somebody else. Yay! Anyway, so he told the cousin to lick that wire. You know, I don't remember how he got him to do it. To say, you know, it was candy flavored or something. Made up some story about it's out here to do something to the cows or something, not knowing that the thing it was supposed to do was knock them for a freaking loop and make them turn back, you know. That's the whole point of an electric fence. You don't have to put up a really big, strong fence. The cattle are going to run into and smash up and break through. This is one that actually bites back, you know. It's electrical. Yeah! Give you a shot. Well, that was great when he did that, man. I think he did a backflip. I'm not really sure what happened. But I don't remember if it knocked him out cold. It could have. Anyway, so just glad by the fact that I'm walking alongside this electric fence. Not too close, though. I mean, I'm not trying to be just obtusely stupid. Oh, God. Anyway, so, and they put this fence out here because I think they're planning on putting cattle out here, at least on this pivot. I'm not sure why they segregated this stuff off like this. That doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, you know, I think they did it because there was stuff over here that cattle shouldn't get into at all, that there's really no place to stick. And now we've got this. The electric fence is actually in my way, and actually I could probably crawl underneath. I was trying to do that, I bet you I would get it. I bet you I'd get smacked. And I really don't want to get it today. So, we're going to do a little bit of cross-country stuff here. Across someplace where they really haven't ran stuff. Oh, something else, I can put crap on my shoes. Still using my five fingers. I hear the original five fingers were made out of some kind of wool lycra combo, and supposed to be pretty warm little boogers. The one I have here is actually made for aquatics, and so I didn't, so it feels warm, but, you know, it's meant to be more getting wet. The other one was made for, I don't know what it was made for exactly, walking, which is what I predominantly do with mine now, or, what else do you say, crap on them. Lounging. I think it was considered loungewear. And then all of a sudden, walkers and extreme sports people started getting into them, but they fell off too easy. So now they've gotten the kind that kind of has a few straps to hold onto your feet. So the type I have was probably a couple of years ago's model. You can already tell that it was probably the first trial of a certain way of doing it. And it's okay, but it doesn't work very well. Plus, I think I got a size too big. So, the next time I get these, I'll get a size smaller. And we'll see how that works. Okay, now we're back on more regular terrain. Sandblasted beautifully. It's got that whole sandblasted thing, which is amazing because this was actually quite smooth the last time I was here. And now it's got kind of that brush thing going here. Because all the smooth surfaces got chewed down by the last little sandstorm that we had. It's actually quite amazing sandstorm. And I was walking out in it. Crazy me. Anyway, the wind's not blowing too bad. It's a nice day. And let me see, any clouds in the sky? Absolutely no clouds in the sky. I did a 360, look straight up. It's totally blue, you know, darker blue up high. Lighter blue, almost getting to white around the edges. And here I am. You know, maybe some clouds will blow in later on. It is cold. My nose is cold. And so I know that it's colder out here than it has been, but it's probably at least up to the 50s. And my normal walking setup for this temperature, which is probably decently average for most of the winter. You know, at least at noon. It's still going to warm up a little bit more. Not appreciably more. And, we'll just see what happens. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Anyway, well, let's see. It's always amazing, you know, it's always amazing how much more you can do, how much better you feel after you've consumed meat with some fat in it. Boy, that's good. So one thing you can say about vegetarians. Number one, you know, if they're purists at all, they're going to tucker out pretty easy, you know. And I can't say much, you know, I'm not some amazing, oh, dude, that gets going, you know. You don't see any vegetarian bodybuilders, and I don't think vegetarians do demanding things. You know, they do less. And, you know, and I'm not trying to denigrate them particularly, except to say that you know, when people say, oh, this is the way everybody's supposed to be, and you go, I don't think so. I said, you're, you know, this is a whole grade of stuff that you probably would consider distasteful, or, you know, well, I went to college, I don't have to do that stuff. But those things still have to be done. And if you don't, and if you're giving everybody crap and not seeing them well enough, you know, give them low-fat this and low-fat that, I said, what do you expect? That besides all this low-fat crap is starting to affect people's brains. you know, fat is required for the building up of the myelin sheaths. It has something to do with your nerves and with your neural synapses firing properly and stuff like that. And so, you really want to do that. Can I contribute to what people have on occasion gotten weird about, which is the feminization of men? And you go, yeah, it becomes really obvious. You know, women seem to behave a lot like they always do. When they're on vegetarian diets, I think it's really destructive to men. I'm sorry, you are less manly. And I'm sorry, I'm autistic. I am a man's man. I think watching sports is a waste of time. I'm not really interested in it either. You know, I prefer more authentic experiences. You know, playing games is a little bit of a, you know, I'm not saying it has no value, but it's just not interesting to me. And, so, I'm out here doing the authentic stuff. You know, that's why it's like, yeah, Felicia was talking to me about her dad and how her dad felt about me, and he didn't think much of me, and that's okay because I didn't think much of him. You know, he was a traditional guy, you know. He did manly things. He got into sport, you know, he watched sports. He was part of the freaking herd. You know, if he's anything, I considered him a steer. You know, a bull that had his, that had been castrated. And, you know, since he couldn't do anything, it was fine to let him loose. The typical things that you give to men to keep them from tearing up the universe, from shaking up the way things are, you know. I guess I don't get into that either. So, that means you have to keep an eye on me, because I could be the guy that starts making things happen. You know, I'm one of those kinds of guys. So if I get a burr under my saddle, what am I going to do? I'm going to make problems. And so, you know what that means? That means one day, I'm going to be your boss, you know. And I don't take much to your sniveling and the stuff like that. It's just not, I just don't care. You know, I don't know, because I really don't, you know, it really comes down to, well, why aren't you our boss yet? And he goes, 'cause I don't want to be here, but I don't have to worry about your weird freaking problem. So it's 'cause that's what I'm, you know, I don't want to be your manager. Oh my gosh, no. Because frankly, I want to get away from you guys. You guys kind of give me the heebie-jeebies. I don't get it. Anyway, so, this is what makes the mind work better. The mind gets clouded when it's out of protein. You're not getting enough of what you need, which I'm sorry, a vegetarian, low-calorie kind of, I'm trying to lose weight diet is. It is the recipe for losers. I'm just not interested. I've got plenty of problems without getting tied up in that crap just to try to fit in somewhere. Stupid. Not gonna do it. You know. And you go, I don't have to worry all day about whether you're waking up in the morning, whether you're gonna come in, what are you gonna do about stuff like that? That's your job. You know? I said, I don't care. Do I get frustrated? Yeah, I get frustrated. Do I talk about it? Yeah, I talk about it. But that's just me. And I do. Get frustrated. They go, are you a team player? And you go, yeah. When everybody else on the team is flaked out or said they have to go home and watch their girls recital and stuff like that. I said, I will be here finishing the job as if there was a team. I said, that's my definition of teamwork. Sometimes it's get the hell out of my way, let me get my job done. If you're not contributing, you're not worth it. My teamwork is, come on, let's all go do this together, but I'm not going to sit around and try to baby and try to wait, try to cajole you into coming. If you don't want to come, that's fine. I'll do it myself. That's teamwork. But who cares who did it? I don't give a flip. Don't worry. It's physics. You know, the cream rises to the top. There's going to be people that are better than you are and going to be people that are worse. Things all kind of work out in the wash. It's not a big deal. We don't do things to be prima donnas. We just do things. It's the job. It's the job, it's the job, it's the job, it's the job. I'd rather get it done. Even if it's going to take me another hour, and so I would normally be going home, I want to get the job done. Because, you know, well, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Sometimes procrastination is the absolute best thing to do. Especially working with a government system. If you hold out, chances are they will readjust the contract to the point to where you having done it would have been a big waste of time and money. It's uncanny. But now you go ahead and do it anyway. Especially if you're getting fully funded. If not, well, you know, that's, you know, and we all work for the same goal. Or the people who are working toward the goal. And yeah, I want to get good at what we're doing. This is great. This is great because I'm thinking about this job at Kent Air Force Base. It's great because all the things that are desirable, heck, half of them I don't have. That means that to a certain extent, I'm going to gain knowledge of these things that I really haven't had much exposure to yet. And that's going to make me so much better, so much more capable. When opportunities arise to do something else like this, to do something more interesting or something like that, hey, I'm in so much more of a better position to be able to take that opportunity, and that's what I'm all about. I'm an opportunistic guy. I'm trying to be. You know, I'll see what I can do. You know, it isn't other people's job to accommodate me. It's my job to accommodate you. You know, that's how it works. That means if one of my team members is a lazy bum, you know what? Who cares? Is he going to look great? Yeah. Is it going to go wonderful for him? Yeah, but you have to understand. I'm going to rise, or try to, and, you know, it'll become obvious quickly. You know, I'm sorry, you know, a group thing can't rescue you for very long. It really can't. So, you know, you just don't get weird about it. You know, oh, I'm going to be Lone Ranger. It's like, eh. I think it helps. Because you know that I'm not riding on somebody's coattail. You know, I didn't go to some boot camp, you know, and over the course of 2 weeks earn, you know, 15 certifications, and I really don't know anything. I taught all kinds of memory tricks to try to shove test answers and test questions into your head in the right combination so you can spit them out at the right time. You know, where it's not really a question of, can you really do this? It's a question of, what's your capacity for memorizing this? And it's like, it's okay. Once you get out there, life will tend to sort you out. You know, that's why I think it's dangerous. Anybody who stays with an organization very long or stays in one job too long, and I'll frankly say that that's what I've done. I did it to please my wife. You know, we have a nice house in Tucumcari, and she doesn't want to give that up. Well, we finally got to the point where I said, Lisa, I'm about ready to just chew the paint off the wall. Can we go, please? And she finally got there. So, hallelujah, I can leave. Anyway, so, really kind of you know, whatever. And I'm not cocky. There's a ton of things I don't know. A ton of things on this desirable list that I don't have. And this seems like a wonderful opportunity to rise up to your expectations. I think I've got a good grounding here. You know, I don't think you're bringing in somebody who just says, oh, yeah, I did that for a year. I've done this for a year. You know, and you're going, golly. Sometimes it takes a company a year to get enough documentation to get somebody out of a job or to make their job so miserable enough to finally go away. That's no test. But you know, you take chances when you don't have something better. You know, first it's a combination of things. Right now, hey, I could stay right here, right where I am. I mean, I'm going to have to take drugs to try to, you know, deal with the fact I'm about ready to crawl out of my skin for boredom. I'm excited about the prospect of being able to come here, learn all these things, probably pick up a whole swath of more practical knowledge and experience, translate those into a few more certs, finally end up getting that second bachelor's I've probably been really needing to get. that people have to waive for my experience. I figure having both is helpful. I just don't have the money to do it right now. But if you pay me enough, I can. And you'll look brilliant. So my first number one job is always to make my boss look good. Make my boss look smart for having hired me. And it's all about keeping our customer happy. You know, our customer here is the United States Air Force. I work for them. Well, I'm nearly back. I think I've been holding back needing to go to the bathroom, so this is gonna, I'm probably gonna have to erase it after this. So, anyway, we'll see what comes up. The important thing is don't be cocky. I said, you know what, I don't really know anything to be cocky about. I said, frankly, you guys are giving me a wonderful opportunity just interviewing me, and I'm really grateful. You know, if you tell me you'll bring me out at 40, I'm just going to have to shrug and say, you know, I said, I'm going to have to commute back and forth for a while. Because the housing market's rotten and tooth and carry, and the chance of me selling my house are pretty low. So then, you know, and you're telling me to work harder for less money. Gee, that seems a little, I don't know, I don't mean to be rude, but it seems a little stupid. And I would be, I can look at the entry level sort of opportunity that it may be. But that's for me to figure out if that's worthwhile. So hopefully it will be. Oh, anyway, I think we're done. Have a nice day.